The first time I saw Hundreds Hall was July 1919. Nothing could have prepared me for the spell it cast. When I saw the house again 30 years later, I could hardly comprehend the change in the place.
Hello, I'm Lenny Abrahamson. Hi, I'm Lenny Abrahamson.
And I'm Donald Gleeson.
And we're here talking about The Little Stranger. You've both worked together before on Frank. Why again? Why now?
Well, for me, it was just an opportunity to work with Lenny again, who has always been one of my favorite filmmakers. And I just really wanted to be on set with him again. The opportunity of being on set with him every day was delicious. I kind of couldn't dream of anything better.
Not very nice. Donald and I worked together on Frank, and we had an amazing time.
And Frank was great. I mean, it was fun. It was dark, a bit like this.
Yeah, Frank is another film with all sorts of different shades in it. You know, it's absurd comedy and sadness and silliness and loveliness, I hope. And we became friends, I think, through doing Frank, and had always talked about wanting to work together again. And then I'd been thinking about this project and had spoken to Donal about it, and just evolved very naturally. And was it, you know, actually as a filmmaking experience, being on set and working, probably the loveliest one I've had. Just a very great cast and crew, and we got to work together again, which was wonderful.
And how would you both describe The Little Stranger? I suppose I would call it, and this is a compliment, by the way, I'd call it a Downton horror film. How would you describe it?
It's definitely like a drama at the front of it, which has ghost story elements kind of threaded through it as a way of kind of keeping everything moving. The intrigue is kind of partly with the ghost story, but really it's about the relationships in this house which is falling apart, and these people who are falling apart, and the man who comes into the middle of that, who has his own kind of complicated history.
It was described to me, you could wake up in the middle of the night. I watched this film yesterday, and I did wake up in the middle of the night with shivers. I mean, it really was...
But you had the flu, right?
It wasn't a nightmare. I woke up, I was awake, and I was thinking, without giving away the plot, I mean, there's lots of twists and turns, and it's an excellent film, but dark. How would you describe it?
I resist the horror label because it's not, you know, what you think about a horror film, you think about big scares and jumps and sudden loud noises and things like that. And this, as Donal said, it's very much like a drama, and it's also a kind of an odd and romance as well. And it's in the tradition of like really of classical kind of ghost stories rather than contemporary horror movies. I like some horror films, but I'm not a huge horror fan. And what I think attracted me to this project was that it's a kind of hybrid, you know, that it uses some of the tropes of those films and stories to do something else.
I was in a dark cinema in a basement, and there were jump scenes, there were. And if I could say to you, Donal, you were scary, pretty scary. And to get there, to get to that sort of moment where, you know, I was rooting for you in the film, but you were also quite scary and so believable. I mean, all the work that went into that. Tell us about, I suppose, preparing for this role.
The preparation for the role was mostly just talking to Lenny about who we wanted the man to be. He's complicated. Lenny's films often have somebody at the center of it who... You always know more about characters by the end of the film normally than you do at the beginning, but Lenny particularly, characters become more complicated as the film goes on, or more complicated than you think at first glance. That was certainly the case with Faraday. He has a lot of anger and repression and love and lust, and he's got good and bad in him, but he keeps it all squashed down. And so there has to be a lot kind of going on under the surface, and it really was just following Lenny. Lenny was amazing when we would do it, about finding the light in a scene or the dark in a scene, and then trying to find the levels in the middle.
And you could say class resentment keeps coming up, and the fact that we've got two very successful Irishmen sitting in front of me, but making a very English film, but translates into any society, any culture.
Definitely, right. I mean, we talked about that in the preparation, like a full year before, when everything was going on in America and all of that kind of male bitterness and stuff kind of rising up as well, or being exposed. We talked about that also as being a key element of it, which I think is definitely in there too.
Yeah, it does. It has a lot to do with a certain kind of men and and what they hold back and how that comes out, and what their expectations are. And I think it is interesting that you point up, I mean, first of all, Donald's preparation, like you can only do so much as a director in terms of mapping out a space that you want the character to occupy, but all the meat in there, it has to come from the actor. And there's even a simple thing as accent in the case of Faraday is really complicated. So Donald had to, he's a grammar school educated boy who didn't grow up in the middle or upper classes. So he's got a little bit of Warwickshire, a little bit of Birmingham in an otherwise quite clipped British accent. Very hard to master.
Because your accent, I mean, you know, I've been living here 28 years, but you sounded so English, educated English, but perhaps not upper class English. Getting that accent right and filling the part, a huge achievement. And to the two of you here sitting beside me, you've both had great success, nominations, Oscar wins.
Not me. Lenny, so you say both of us.
You've been involved in success.
maybe not quite the same level of success. I mean,
certainly
let's be clear.
Certainly not in the eyes of Oscar. No, yeah.
But looking at what the critics are saying so far, I mean, this film, you know, commercial, it's more than likely going to be a critical success as well. You know, do you think you're really onto another winner? Because so much work goes into a film like this, and then you've got to sit down and chat about it. Where do you go from here? Obviously, Star Wars. I've got to ask you about Star Wars, which is massive. And obviously, you talked before about Harry Potter and how that prepared you. But like, this really is something quite special. And you chose to do it. You chose to do this film, didn't you? Both of you.
I chose to work with Lenny, you know, and I would do it again in a second. I think that those opportunities come up once in your life as an actor, if you're lucky. The notion that it came up twice is kind of outrageous. So to be a part of something like this, which I just think is grown-up filmmaking, you would have to be an idiot to consider not doing it. So everything about it is the sort of film that I aspire to be in and hope that in the future I get more opportunities to do. You know, it's the kind of film that I love watching as well. There's more that going on beneath the surface than you think, and a film that slowly reveals itself to you, I think, is something that is rare and special.
And my stepson asked me to ask you about Star Wars and General Hux and playing a baddie, playing I suppose I don't want to give away the film, but playing a complicated character in this film.
Yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't describe him as a baddie in this. I would describe the guy in Star Wars probably, I mean, yes, as a baddie. Just look at the sideburns. there's more opportunity in a film like this, obviously, just to go deep, to spend more time with it, and that's special. But I love the bombast and the madness of Star Wars as well. Like, that's, I would never sneer at something like that. That's a joy to be a part of also.
Why should people go and see The Little Stranger?
I think you can watch the film in lots of different ways. I think it's really a very atmospheric, very kind of compelling story about people and how they operate. And I think that, you know, there are the genre elements as well. So if you like that, there's a lot of pleasure to be found in it. But if you are just interested in other people, I think there's a lot to be seen in this film. And Donal is spectacular in it, and I would recommend that being reason enough to go and see it.
Well, Donal, Lenny, thank you so much for speaking to News Talk.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Henry.
A long time ago, who's this child here?
What are you doing here?
Susan died before I was born.
There's something evil in this house.
That's nonsense.
Bertie, what are you doing here?
You rang for me, miss.
I did not.
It was this bell that rang.
Rang itself, did it?
What is all the noise?